Good morning, good morning. How are you? On this fine, fine, beautiful day, I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you're excited today. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. Today, God made for you, God made for me, God made for his believers. We'll be glad, we will rejoice in it, rejoice in every single moment you have in your life under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement, and be thankful, be happy. Give God that sacrifice of praise. There's only one thing God asks of us after you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, there's two commandments: to believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another, and to give him that sacrifice of praise. And if you constantly praise him, it's nice. It helps a lot. But this morning I was reading, and I've been turning on like old gospels. We found an old hymns book. And my family the other day like opened it up and like sang, and it was kind of it was a beautiful thing, and it just got me kind of back into that. Man, I'd like to hear those old hymns, those old gospel songs, and so I'm like on a mission to find them. So every morning I've been kind of playing them to get my mind right, and it just puts me in a really nice, just a nice space in the morning instead of kind of, you know, scrolling on the phone doing everything else. But yeah, I was reading this morning. And this just blessed me, and I know I've gone over this a lot, but if you go to chapter 3 of Ephesians, verse 7, it says, "Wherefore I was made a minister," and this is Paul talking about how he was a minister to the Gentiles, "according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all the saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches for Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things." It doesn't matter what you've done in your life. Paul was killing people. You are good enough. Paul is killing believers. You are good enough. You're good enough to be a son of God. You're good enough no matter what you've done in your life. Once you believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, you are righteous. You're going to heaven. You have the new spiritual being. You are a son and child of God. You have the new spiritual nature. There's a lot of gifts in that nature. On top of that, you have rights as a son. Always remember that. Verse 10, "In order that now the principalities or rulers and the authorities or powers in the heavenly places or in the heavenlies might be made known through the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom," in Christ, "we have boldness and access with confidence through the faith of him." You have boldness and access through the faith of his son Jesus Christ to God. He will answer your prayers when you lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. It's through Christ to get to God, but he will answer your prayers through faith. Once you believe, faith is believing what you hear. When you hear the word of God, do you believe it? And more importantly, if you want to get to know God, if you want to have that epignosis, a true and personal relationship with God, you have to heed his advice, and that advice is in the word. You apply the word to your life. Figure out a verse and start to apply it. And sometimes it's contrary to what you want to do. Believe me, it's constant. If you go to verse 14, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, out from whom every family in heaven and earth is named, in order that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be made powerful in effect, or to be strengthened with might, or the ability by the Holy Spirit in the within man." You have been given the strength to do it. You have been given the power to effect, and you have been given the ability to do it. No matter where you are in your life, if you've been a failure your whole life, it doesn't matter. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you have the Holy Spirit, the power from on high that will make you be powerful in effect, that will make you have the ability. There is no excuse. And I'm not talking about excuse to do good. I'm talking about an excuse with yourself. You have the ability to do anything you want to do in this life through God. You believe in the name of his son, and you start to get your nose into the word, start to read the word, start to apply this stuff, and you can do anything you want to do in this life. I want to finish up with this. "In order that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be fully able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to experientially know the love of the Christ, which passeth knowledge, in order that ye might be filled or accomplished with all the fullness of God. To experience the love somebody has for you who died for you, that in order that you can live today, live your life. Start to apply the word. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. You pray to God, not to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sailed into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today and for the clearness of thought lately. I'm so thankful to be getting back to normal. And thank you so much again for your word and what's in here. I pray that you can continually work with me to open it up and just to feel all the blessings of everything that you give us and have given to us. I thank you for your son and what he did for us and the way you set that whole thing up, and for your believers that you just take care of them today, put a hedge of protection around them that they can flourish and just feel your love. And again, I just thank you for every situation I'm going through, that you just protect me and get this thing done. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.